Bringing it back home here locally, what do you know about this? Repeat offender who have been convicted of two unprovoked attacks on women and was out again. Again, these were not minor attacks. These were brutal physical attacks, random attacks on women. And he does 14 months and he's out. And now he's arrested again. He's 21. Here's Cuomo's coverage.
A man convicted of violently kicking and hurting two women is back in custody tonight.
Isaiah Lewis was just released from jail this summer for those assaults and until tonight had been on the run for violating his parole. Cuomo's Jackie Kent asked officials why he was let out.
Online records show Lewis served his full 14-month sentence for the two assaults and was released this summer. The now 21-year-old is supposed to be under DOC supervision. But tonight, officials confirm he violated his parole and there was a warrant for his arrest as of last week. He was arrested just after 3 today. It has some wondering why he was let out earlier this summer. The King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office tells us it's up to lawmakers to change the sentencing ranges for those who do not have a prior felony conviction in the state.
Sentencing ranges needs to be increased, particularly for violent crime.
Oh, now, how about that? Well, we need to increase the sentencing range. I wonder what crime was he actually convicted of? Because here's what he did. And you might remember the story, the older Asian woman who was planting flowers in Belltown, where, you know, in the sidewalk they have the tree and then around it is usually just dirt. She was planting flowers there. And then this guy goes up and brutally kicks her and kicks her in the face. Now, again, this is a different attack from the other one that was a few months ago where another older Belltown woman was walking down the street and was smashed in the head with a baseball bat. That's a different attack. And again, she didn't see it coming. He runs up from behind and hits her for no reason. Again, we're calling this the Seattle's war on women. And for some reason, we don't see feminist groups. We don't see progressives on the city council showing any sense of urgency about this. Jackie Kent from Cuomo explains these two attacks.
Two unprovoked acts of violence toward women that sent shockwaves across Seattle.
If you kick someone in the head, you're kicking them to do a lot of harm and to kill them.
Tracy Roberts was badly hurt after Isaiah Clay Lewis kicked her square in the face as she planted flowers in Belltown. She talked to us shortly after it happened in January 2021.
I'm fractured across this over here, but the pain here was the worst thing.
A day earlier, Lewis kicked another woman on a bus in the U District.
And if he did this just because he just wants to kick someone's head in, he should not get out for a long time.
Okay, here's my question. Was he charged with second degree assault? Now, second degree assault involves a physical assault where the person who assaults the other person was not, you know, in a fight, but was the aggressor. And in this case, both women were completely blindsided by this guy. The crime is usually charged when a person requires medical attention. And I don't know about the woman being kicked on the bus, but I believe that this woman, I said Asian woman, she obviously a British woman, was kicked severely in the face and suffered a fracture. That should be a strike. That should be more than 14 months, 1 year and 2 months behind bars. So the prosecutor's office say, well, we need a longer sentencing range. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe we should look at how we charge these people. Are we charging the maximum? Are we telling these violent people, these creeps, once you get violent, I don't care if you've got drug problems. I don't care if you've got mental problems. You're smart enough to know who to go after and who not to go after. You're smart enough to attack people when they're unaware. It's not like you're deranged. You don't know what you're doing. You're just, you know, lashing out randomly. These are calculated attacks. And so Isaiah Lewis, I'm guessing he probably was not charged with assault too. You know, I hope I'm wrong. But looking at the amount of time he served, it doesn't sound like it. And start putting a strike on this guy's record.